Today we've got lots of quantifiers for you. What are quantifiers? And how do you use them in English? Find out in this episode of
Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig.
Hello, I'm Craig.
And I'm Reza.
And if you are a new listener to this podcast, you're very welcome. With over 45 years of teaching between us, we'll help you to improve your English and take it where, Reza?
To the next level.
We're going to grow your grammar, vocalise your vocabulary and perfect your pronunciation. Before we begin, we'd like to remind you that transcriptions of selected episodes of Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig are being written as we speak by Arminda from Madrid, and they are available on our website at inglespodcast.com for all of our listeners. Thank you, Arminda, for your time.
Thank you very, very much, Arminda.
Reza, do we have any feedback this week?
We do. We have some feedback from Eugeni from Barcelona. He's an English teacher, and he's asked us to analyze his message and pronunciation.
Analyze his message and pronunciation. Well, let's do it.
Hi there, I'm Eugeni from Barcelona, and I've been listening to your podcast for some months. I found out and I started, and I find them very interesting, very useful. First of all, congratulations, you do it very well. I enjoy it very much. So the thing is that, in fact, I'm an English teacher. As you can see, or as you can know, I am struggling with pronunciation right now and this kind of things, trying to sound better and better. And for this reason, I enjoy very much when you are talking about pronunciation, when you analyze one sound, the other sound, Spanish speakers do these mistakes, and this for me, it's perfect. For this reason also, I would be very grateful if you analyze my message. What are my pronunciation mistakes? What I can do to improve my pronunciation at this moment? So thank you for all for your podcast and this. I will be very grateful if you can make the effort to analyze my comment, my voice message. So have a very nice day, very nice Christmas, and see you soon, or I'll listen to you soon.
Thank you very much for your voice message. Reza, any comments on the pronunciation or any other points that you noticed in the message?
Well, I thought it was extremely good, actually. Very, very good. But I did notice one or two things, which I guess you might like to perfect, Eugeni. As regards grammar, you made a mistake when you said do mistake. Ironically, it's not do, it's make a mistake. Make color kids with mistake. Make a mistake, cometer un error. Also, Craig, something with the word can seemed wrong to me. Did you hear that?
Yeah, the mistake was what I can do. It should be what can I do to improve? What can I do to improve? In an indirect question, the correct order would be, please tell me what I can do to improve. And in the direct question, what can I do to improve? So the order changes. Another problem with enjoy, enjoy needs an object. You said I enjoy very much. I enjoy them very much. Them are the podcasts. So I enjoy the podcasts very much. You can have a reflexive object. You can say I enjoy myself when I listen to the podcasts. They enjoy themselves. But you must have an object with enjoy. And one final thing. At the end of the message, you said, thank you for all, which is a translation from Spanish, gracias por todo, thank you for everything. Or you can also say, thank you for all that you do. We spoke about the difference between all and everything back in episode 123. So to listen to that, go to inglespodcast.com/123. Let's move on to pronunciation. Reza, did you hear anything in Eugenie's pronunciation that could be improved?
Yes, I heard a little bit of confusion between this and these. The singular, this, and the plural, these. So the singular, this book, for example, is short eh, and s sound with no vibration. This. Whereas the plural, these books, is a long sound, e, and with vibration, z, these books. And there were times when I wasn't quite sure which you were using, Eugenie. So maybe you should exaggerate the difference a bit more. Singular, this, plural, these.
I really liked your word stress, Eugenie, with expressions like, I find them very useful. You stressed useful, which I liked. And also you said, first of all, congratulations. You stressed that first of all, which is very good. And you were generally very fluent when you spoke. Yes, there's a Spanish accent, but it does not interfere with understanding. I understood everything. So I think it's quite normal to have a small, slight Spanish accent when you speak, but it's only a problem when communication is affected, when people don't understand you. So I had no problems at all understanding you. Perhaps if you want to make your pronunciation a little more native speaker sounding, you could work on the weak forms. For example, in words like been, B-E-E-N. In connected speech, that's often pronounced bin. For example, I've been listening. I've been listening. And also the schwa, that weak form sound of in connected speech. For example, first of all would be first of all. First of all.
There's just one more thing I'd like to say, Eugenie, and that was be careful with the letter V, like voice message. So in English, V is not like Spanish. To say voice, you must put your upper teeth on your bottom lip. Don't put your lips together. It's the teeth on top of the lips. Voice. Valencia. Yeah, voice. Valencia. Or letter B, lips together, like Barcelona or Bat Murciélago, is not the same sound in English. And we find it very easy as native speakers to make a difference. Maybe it's hard for Spanish speakers to hear the difference, but it's quite important for us. So just be careful with the V, with vibration, voice message, with your teeth on your lips.
But generally speaking, very, very good message, very good pronunciation. I hope you find our comments useful, and thank you very much, Eugenie, for your message. We also received an email from Marcelo Fernandez from Argentina. Reza, what does Marcelo say?
He wrote, Dear Craig and Reza, I fell in love with your podcast. I can't help looking it up on iVoox every week. I can't help means he can't stop himself.
Yeah, and iVoox, if you don't know, is like the Spanish iTunes. It's a way to listen to podcasts for free on the internet. IVOOX.
He asked, would you be so kind to explain this? You need to add the word, Marcelo, as. Would you be so kind as to explain this? To be so kind as to explain with infinitive after as. He writes, there are at least two songs that use the word don't in the third person. Susudio, sung by Phil Collins. She don't even know my name, he sings.
She don't even know my name.
Susudio.
Susudio.
And Ticket to Ride by the Beatles. She got a ticket to ride.
But she don't care.
She don't care. Now, Phil Collins and the Beatles, shame on you. Your grammar is wrong.
Why isn't it doesn't? It should be doesn't.
Yeah. He asks, Marcelo asks, when is that possible? Does it have a special meaning?
Mm-hmm.
Hoping to listen to you once more, I thank you in advance from Buenos Aires, Argentina, Marcelo. Well, the simple answer is, it is technically wrong, but Marcelo, you'll hear it a lot in pop music. It's quite common in pop music. But why, Craig? Why do they do it in pop music?
Well, you would know, Reza, because you're a musician, and it's to do with the beats in the bar. It's to do with the rhythm of the song. Because if you think about it, how many syllables does doesn't have?
Ah, two.
Two. How many syllables does don't have?
One.
So it takes longer to say she doesn't care to she don't care.
And it affects the rhythm of the music.
It affects the rhythm of the music. It affects it. I think that's the reason. I'm pretty sure that's why.
I would say that's the main reason. And also, it just kind of sounds cool, Marcello. People associate when you get the grammar wrong, she don't live here or she don't know my name. It's cool. It sounds cooler. It sounds informal, cool, street language.
Yeah, street language and slang. Yeah, but also probably fits in caja mejor. It fits with the beats, with the music and the rhythm of the song.
Marcello, our advice to you is, though, don't do it yourself. So, yes, continue to listen to pop music. And me and Craig also listen to pop music with She Don't. But don't try to copy it. You should do it the right way. She doesn't. That's our advice.
Quantifiers, Reza.
Quantifiers. There are a lot of them, aren't there, Craig?
There are quite a few. So we're going to look at some quantifiers. Not all of them, but a few of them. What quantifiers can we think of? What are quantifiers? What do you think?
Well, the word quantify probably comes from the word quantity.
Yes.
So a quantifier tells you the quantity, la cantidad. So a quantifier tells you quantity. It's as simple as that.
For example, there's only one Reza. There's one of him.
Yeah. And the same is true for Craig.
When they made Reza, they broke the mold, which means there's only one of Reza. So one of. But
don't worry. That's probably good news for you because one is more than enough. It's too much.
However, speaking about our podcasts, if you go to iTunes, you will see that there are quite a few of them. So a few of is another quantifier, a few of. Remember that of becomes weak and the A becomes a, so that's weak. So the pronunciation is a few of them.
That would be like unos pocos, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
What about some of? For me, some of, it means that it's a portion, but not 100%. For example, some of the students passed and some of the students failed, unfortunately.
In Reza's case, last term, most of his students passed the advanced exam.
It's true. I'm very happy. Well done if you happen to be listening to me. Congratulations to all of you.
What was it, more than 75% passed?
No, 74%.
Ooh.
Oh, not quite three.
But
quarters.
That is definitely most of them.
Yes.
Some of them didn't pass, but most of them did.
But and of course, not all of them.
But not all of them.
Not 100%.
No, not all of them.
So some of, in Spanish there meant algunos. Algunos de mis estudiantes. But some of can also be uncountable. For example, Reza ate some of the cheese, but not all of the cheese. Reza comió algo del queso, pero no todo. So cheese, queso, is uncountable. So you can use some to mean plural countable or uncountable. So in Spanish, algunas, algunas, or algo de. It has both meanings.
And how do you say ninguno? Ninguno.
None of. So the opposite of all of is none of. So none of the students got a very, very bad mark. Mm-hmm. All of them got a reasonable mark.
So speaking of podcasts with these examples, we could say one of our podcasts is about how to tell a story in English. That was episode 137. Mm-hmm. And remember, you say one of our podcasts is about, not one of our podcasts are, because although podcasts is plural, we're speaking about one of them, so the subject is singular. One of our podcasts is about how to tell a story.
But if you used a few of, well, then you would use a plural verb. A few of our podcasts are about grammar. A few are. Unos pocos son.
Some. Some of our podcasts have special guests. Some of them. Algunos.
Can you remember, listeners, any of our special guests? Can we remind them, Craig? Bea has been a regular. We've had Bea a few times now. A few times. We've had Nicola. We've had...
Mike.
We've
had... Martin.
Martin a couple of times, yeah.
Lots of special guests. Mm. We have to get more guests come on. So people are getting bored. I think some of our listeners are getting bored of our voices. Most of our podcasts, not all, but most of our podcasts have vocabulary translated in the show notes. Most of them.
So that's more than 50%?
Yes.
Okay. All of our podcasts are available on iTunes, 100%. All of them.
However, none of our podcasts are in French.
Aucun. Or aucune. I don't know if podcast is masculine or feminine. If it's masculine, I say aucun. If it's feminine, I say aucune. Can you help me, any French speakers out there? I apologize for that very bad French accent.
Très bien, mon ami. Remember the pronunciation of? It becomes weak. Of. So one of, a few of, some of, most of, all of, and none of. None of them.
Yes, exactly. Craig says it becomes weak. Quite right. So the thing is, it becomes weak. Weak. So don't force it to be weak, because that won't work. The whole point is, don't pay too much attention to it. That's a better way of looking at it. Instead of saying one, don't do that. Just kind of forget about the word of. That's the way you get it. If you say one of us, think of the, concentrate on the word one. And then, for example, one of us, concentrate on us. One, us. And forget about of, one of us. That's how you'll get the weak pronunciation. Not by thinking, oh, I must make a special effort to make the word of weak. No, don't look at it that way. Look at it this way. The important words are one and us. So forget about of. It's not very important. That's the way to get the right sound.
And if you listen very carefully, it almost sounds like one complete word. For example, one of us. One of us. One of us. Sounds like one word. One of us.
The same with a few of us. Sounds like one word.
Some of us.
A few of us.
Some of us.
Most of us.
All of us.
None of us.
Here are some colloquial quantifiers, because there are some expressions and quantifiers that are used more in spoken English than written English, and they're more informal, more casual, more colloquial. For example, plenty with of. So plenty of. There are plenty of biscuits. There are plenty of people.
There's heaps of room in our flat.
Heaps. Montones.
Montones. Mogollón. In Spanish. I know people in South America don't say that, and they find it funny.
What do they say?
Other things, I don't know, but it's only in Spain they say mogollón. Había mucha gente, mogollón.
So what do you say in Latin America for heaps of something, a lot of something? Heap is H-E-A-P-S. Heaps of this, heaps of room in our flat. Or there are heaps of listeners listening to this show. How would you say that in Latin America? Please let us know.
As you all know, I often speak a load of rubbish.
True.
So how would we translate a load of? So the real meaning of load is una carga.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a good translation here. It's a colloquial meaning of a load of. Mucha, no? Mucha tontería. Rubbish is tontería.
Montón as well.
Montón de tonterías. That's
what a load of rubbish.
A lot. So a load of is a lot.
And a similar expression is loads of with an S. So you can say a load of. A load of rubbish, or you can say loads of rubbish, loads of rubbish. Again, the of becomes weak, débil, so it's loads of. loads of rubbish or loads of people. There were loads of people at the party.
Tons of is another colloquial expression. Now, we know tons of is toneladas, but that's not what it really means when you say it colloquially. It just means a lot. There were tons of potatoes in the oven. Again, mogollón. Muchísimos.
There were tons of people at the firework display. A couple of is another common quantifier. I made a couple of mistakes. Algunas, a few. I made a couple of mistakes.
Un par de, could be as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Un par de errores. A couple
of mistakes.
Of course, the word couple also has the meaning of una pareja. Peter and Sally are a couple. Una pareja is another meaning of couple.
And many mistakes, you could say hundreds. Maybe not literally hundreds. You haven't counted them, but it means a lot. Mucho, muchos. So there were hundreds of potatoes, for example, or there were hundreds of people in the street. There are some quantifiers that can only be used with uncountable nouns. Aren't there, Reza, for example?
A little, un poco. A little money, a little cheese, a little love, a little happiness. All those words, money, cheese, love, happiness, are uncountable. So a little plus uncountable. So a little money, un poco de dinero. What is the countable version of a little? A little is uncountable. So if we're talking about countable, how do we say unos pocos libros?
A few.
Okay, so a little uncountable and a few countable. They basically have the same meaning, but one is uncountable and the other is countable. Okay,
exactly. And another quantifier to use with uncountable nouns is much, or the opposite, not much. So with traffic, for example, obviously traffic is uncountable because cars are countable, lorries, vans, motorbikes, buses are countable, traffic uncountable, much traffic or not much traffic. So there wasn't much traffic on the roads this morning.
Or Reza doesn't have much money.
Neither does Craig.
And the countable version of much is many. Reza and Craig, we hope, have many listeners. Muchos oyentes. Mm-hmm. So much uncountable, many countable.
If you have a chocolate cake, you're very, very lucky. And to ask for a piece of that cake, because cake is uncountable, you could use a bit of or a piece of. So could I have a bit of cake? Again, a and of, very weak. A bit of cake. Can I have a bit of cake? Or can I have a piece of cake?
A great deal of is another common expression. A great deal of money means a lot of money, much money.
Did you hear somebody won a great deal? Well, many people won a great deal of money on the lottery this year in Spain. El Gordo. Oh. Some people from Valencia won.
Torrent.
Yeah. They won a great deal of money, so good luck to them. And in some parts of Spain at the moment, you can find a good deal of snow. A good deal is also una cantidad. Bastante cantidad. A good deal of snow
so
on the ground.
So a great deal and a good deal is the same thing, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
We talked about a little. And what about little? Are they the same? A little with a? Little with no a?
There is a difference. Let's look at the example. She has little experience in customer service. Tiene poca experiencia. She has little. No tiene mucho. She has little experience.
Doesn't sound very optimistic. Doesn't sound very good.
No, she doesn't have a lot. She does not have much. She has little. Mm-hmm. But a little changes the meaning. She has a little experience in customer service. Tiene un poco de experiencia. So she has a little.
That might be useful then.
Yeah.
Even though it's just a little.
Not a lot. Not a great deal. No. But she has a little.
Better than nothing.
Yes.
Sounds more optimistic, right?
Mm-hmm.
With a.
There's the similar difference in meaning with a few, and few. For example, There were a few students in my class today. Había algunos pocos. There were few students in my class today. No muchos, not many.
Pocos.
Pocos.
Rather than unos pocos.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, a few, not bad, you know. Few, bad. Great. Could you tell us about our sponsor, iTalki?
With pleasure. I love speaking about iTalki because Reza and I both think that if you're listening to this podcast, you obviously want to improve your English. And if you find it difficult to get to a language school, if you don't have the money sometimes to pay the fees, las tasas, of a language school, it might be more convenient for you and maybe cheaper to learn English online using Skype with our sponsor, iTalki.
Does it cost a lot?
It doesn't cost much, but you can choose the amount you pay because you go to the website and you choose a teacher. So you do have teachers that are charging, say, 9, maybe 10 euros per hour. And of course, you have teachers with a lot more experience that are charging perhaps 20 or 25 euros. So you basically choose the teacher that you can afford and the teacher that best suits your needs as a student. If you'd like more information, go to inglespodcast.com/italki, where you will get one free lesson if you sign up using our website. And Reza and I would both like to say thank you, iTalki, for sponsoring Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig.
Craig, I already told you that I don't have much money. How much money have you got?
Not a lot. I don't have much money. In fact, I have less money now than I had last year.
That's not good.
But that's not good. But that's okay. I'm not complaining.
But have you got many friends?
Yes, I'm very rich in the friends department. I don't have many friends, but the friends I do have are very, very good. So I have a few friends. That's positive. I have a few friends, but the friends I do have are very, very good friends. Do you like any of your students?
I like all of my students.
Truly? Honestly?
Yes.
Really?
Really. I like some more than others, but I like them all.
Reza, how many of our listeners do you think live in Spain? All of them?
No.
Some of them.
Is it about half or is it most of them?
It's more than half. It's most of them.
Most of them.
Most of our listeners live in Spain.
But still, quite a few. Bastante, quite a few. If I add the word quite to a few, so a few is positive, right? Few, negative. A few, positive meaning. So quite a few, bastantes, quite a few live outside Spain.
Mm-hmm.
A minority, but quite a few. We read feedback today from Buenos Aires, for example.
Yeah. Actually, if you think about it, we're getting a disproportionate amount of feedback from our listeners outside of Spain. Because we get so many voice messages from Costa Rica, from Mexico, from Argentina, from many Latin American countries. So come on, Spain, you have to give us more audio feedback. You have to call us on SpeakPipe so that your percentage represents the feedback we get. But it's wonderful to hear from all of you.
And just to make you Spanish listeners feel a little bit guilty, tener sentido de culpabilidad. Right now, we're going to put another audio feedback from Gabriel from Tijuana, Mexico. So come on, Spanish people, give us some more audio feedback. Let's listen to Gabriel from Tijuana.
Hi, Resident Gray. This is Gabriel from Tijuana again. You are correct. I'm the same person from the bot messenger. I try to use a different microphone because I don't like how my voice sounds in the other. Sorry. I feel like a child because for me it's difficult to speak in English. But I try to tell you that your program, your podcast is great because it's very helpful for the people who want to speak English. Thanks for all. See you next time.
Gabriel, thanks again for your feedback, and don't be shy. If you want to send us a feedback every week, go ahead, no problem. The more, the better.
I just want to say, Gabriel, first, thanks for your message, and secondly, the microphone sounds a lot better, much better than the one before. So thank you for upgrading, which means improving, on that new microphone. And by the way, almost no one likes the way their voice sounds when they record their voice. That's because when you hear your voice in your head, it's vibrating around your bones in your head, it's vibrating around your skull, and you're listening to your voice inside your head. It sounds completely different when you record your voice and your voice goes outside and then comes in your ears from the computer. So, of course, it sounds strange. That's not me. That's not my voice. So don't worry if nobody likes their voice because it sounds completely different.
Gabriel, can we correct one little mistake you made? It's not all thanks for all. It should be thanks for everything. As Craig said earlier, gracias por todo is thanks for everything. And thank you.
And thank you for recording your voice message. Now it's your turn to practice. Do you have a question for us about English, pronunciation, vocabulary, grammar, anything you like? Or maybe you have an idea for a future podcast episode. Send us your voice messages and tell us what you think. You can do that on speakpipe.com, speakpipe/Inglés. Podcast, or by email to me, Craig, at inglespodcast.com.
Or to me, Reza@belfastreza@gmail.com.
And if you would like more detailed show notes or just to support us on Patreon, go to patreon.com/inglespodcast. And our lovely sponsors are
Lara, Carlos, Farah, Mamin, Juan, Sara, Corey Finnerin from IVNV Podcast, Manuel García, Jorge, Raúl, Rafael, Daniel, Manuel Tarrafona, Mariel, Maite, and Lorena. A big thank you to all of you.
Thank you for your support. And remember, I did leave a free copy of our latest ebook on how to pass a job interview on the Patreon page. So if you are a supporter of the show, you're welcome to go there and download that ebook for free. If you have any problems doing that, send me an email to craig@inglespodcast.com and I'll send it to you using Dropbox. We do not have a subject yet for next week's podcast, so please, if you have any ideas, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
The music in this podcast is by Pitts, and the track is called See You Later.